It is a great blessing, and I consider it a privilege and an honor that I am here tonight to share the Word of God. And I pray for Pastor John that may God bless him, guard him, guide him, and let him enjoy his trip wherever he is, and come back safely to the church and to the ministry. When I was thinking and preparing for the what to share from the Word of God this evening, during the last weeks and through maybe 8 or 9 weeks, I preached in the Arabic congregation from the 7 sayings of Jesus Christ on the cross. And it was very interesting to focus on these words, because we believe that everything Jesus done and everything Jesus taught in his days of incarnation in our world is very related to the mission that he has come to accomplish in this world, to redeem us. Every word and every act Jesus said or Jesus did is very related, and it was like explanation of who is this man and why he is in the world. Included, of course, these 7 sayings that he said on the cross. And I picked up one of these words that I preached in Arabic to preach in English, as I will try, and you will try with me to follow and to understand what I am going to say. Okay? The word I picked up is, "It is finished." It's finished. Written in liturgy here, the first word is tetelestai. Anyone read this word? Yesterday I sent the notes of the sermon, and Jack sent me back asking what is tetelestai. You may check this word. It's not, and I replied that put it as it is, because I meant it to be as it is, tetelestai, because this is the Greek word of "it's finished," the word that Jesus said on the cross. It is very interesting as we read the Gospels, which tell us the life of Jesus. As we read them, we will find 2 Gospels speak about his birth, which is Matthew and Luke. 2 Gospels tells us about his birth story, but all 4 Gospels speak about his last week leading up to his death on the cross on the Calvary. You noticed this when you read the Bible, and fully 1/3 of the content of the 4 Gospels is focused on that final week of Jesus' life, those days and moments leading up to his death by crucifixion. This is very interesting and very significant as well. One said roughly half the book of John is focused on the last week of his life. He added, saying, if John's gospel were a film, it would move fairly quickly through Jesus' life, picked few stories and few teachings of Jesus' life and Jesus' teaching, and the camera would pan in and everything would slow down, and then there would be an intense focus on the final week of Jesus' life as the cross is approaching, as that being the culminating aspect of his life and his ministry on the earth. Yeah, when we read the Gospel of John, we find the second half of the book of John focused on only the last week of Jesus Christ. So it's very important for us to study and to dig deeply in these words and in all the events of what happened on the Calvary, what happened on the cross, what he did and what he said. So let us go to our word. And actually, I will focus on the meaning of the word, the tetelestai. While my preparation and study, and I tried to get ready in these four words, which explain what Jesus accomplished on the cross, redemption, reconciliation, expiation, justification, but these four words need more time to focus and to understand. I was very interested in telling you this evening about this word, tetelestai. Tetelestai. Actually, there are different pronunciations. I searched about the pronunciation, the right pronunciation of tetelestai, and I found some pronounced like tetelestai or tetelestai or tetelestai, whatever the pronunciation, but it's tetelestai. Tetelestai, as a preacher said these great words, the greatest word from the greatest man on the greatest day in all eternity. Spurgeon, the famous evangelist, maybe we all know about Spurgeon, he wrote these words to explain this very short word. It is an ocean of meaning in a drop of language, a mere drop. It would need all the other words that ever were spoken or ever can be spoken to explain this one word. It is altogether immeasurable. It is high. I cannot attain to it. It is deep. I cannot fathom it. It is finished. It is the most charming note in all of Calvary's music. The fire has passed upon the lamb. He has borne the whole of the wrath that was due to his people. This is the royal dish of the feast of love. This word, it is finished. Tetelestai. Tetelestai. Try to learn it. Tetelestai. Even we can say it because you will hear it many times. Another man who is also a famous one, who is J.C. Ryle, wrote these words. It is surely not too much to say that of all seven famous sayings of Christ on the cross, none is more remarkable than tetelestai. So I can remember the saying of God when he said to Moses, when Moses reaching or getting closer to this burning bush, the place whereon we stand is holy ground. Tetelestai, this word, is at once so small and yet so great. Let us think about something about the tense of tetelestai. Let me first say that tetelestai, it's finished. It wasn't the final word of someone who was dying on the cross, desperate man in his final breaths. No, because the gospel tells us that Jesus cried with a great or loud voice. And this is very significant and remarkable as well. Because Jesus when he said this word, when he cried this cry, it was like the cry of victory or triumphant. Jesus was declaring his victory on all the enemies, Satan, death, sin, slavery, and everything he was setting us free of it. So when we see some movies about the life of Jesus Christ, and when we see his crucifixion and his death, maybe we see someone who was dying, very weak and very desperate, and in very low voice he says his last and final word, and like this, "It is finished." But the gospel tells us that this didn't happen. Jesus cried with a great voice. It's like that Jesus said, "It is finished." You know, when one wins a game or match, and he's very excited and he wants to declare his victory and that he won, how does he say it? Does he say it in this way? "I won." Especially in the final or grand final matches or something like that. No, they say, "I won." And this what happened. This is the way that Jesus cried this cry, the cry of victory. "It is finished." And in Greek, it is this one word, tetelestai. Even in Aramaic, which was the language of Jesus Christ, it is as well, it is one word. It may be the word tam. Like in Arabic, we have the same word, the tam. It is finished, it is done. And literally, it means it is paid in full. This is the literal, accurate meaning of the Greek word. So it was a cry of victory, because Jesus was making a victory for us on the cross, on Calvary, in that day. It is a perfect tense, and this is significant as well. It is the perfect tense of a Greek verb, teleo. Tetelestai. The verb is teleo, which is derived from telos. Telos means a goal achieved, or a consummation, or a result attained. This is the meaning of the verb, or the root of tetelestai. And it means to bring something to a successful end, successful end to, or to its intended or destined goal. This is the meaning of the word. It doesn't mean just to complete a task, but to carry it out fully, to bring it to the finish or to perfection, to be perfect. It is not just it is finished in a way, but it is finished in perfect way, perfectly. It followed that Jesus' cry of tetelestai is a word of finality, from the word final, final game, final match, finality, because it was a battle, it was a war, and this is the final word that declared that war is off, the battle is off, with a victory, with a great triumphant. The idea is, it is finished, it stands finished, it always will be finished. You know, this is the explanation of the perfect tense, because didn't happen and finished in the past, but it is happened and finished in the past, but its result or effects still working today and will work until the end, the perfect tense. I think Ben can explain the grammar better than me. So, what is the meaning of the word tetelestai? After we saw who said the word and when he said the word and how he said the word. And now let us go to the meaning of Tetelestai. John wrote his gospel to the Greek world, to the ancient Greek world. And of course, any Greek reader to the gospel, when he reads this word, of course, it was very easy for him to know the meaning, what Jesus said and what Jesus did on the cross. Because in the ancient Greek world, there are maybe four or five usages or five ways this word was used. First, with the servants. Servant used the tetelestai when reporting to his master, I have completed the work assigned to me. After the servant finishes his work, he goes to his master to give report, and he can give the report in one word. He just says to his master, tetelestai. And when the servant says tetelestai, the master understands that the work is done, the job is done in the perfect way. In another ancient secular Greek text, we read of the example of a father sending his son on a mission. And this is very significant and very important. The son was not to return until he had performed the last act of the mission. When he did return from a successful mission, he used the word tetelestai. He can't go back home until he finish the mission that for which he sent or his father sent him to do and to finish. So he goes to his father and report to his father that he had accomplished the goal. As Jesus himself testified, you know, this is very close to what Jesus said. Jesus said, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish, to finish, to teleioi. It is a Greek word. It's written here, translated in English. I don't know exactly, but it is from the word telos we mentioned. To accomplish his work, the Father's work. I glorified thee on the earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. And so he laid down his life for his friends. So it's very similar to what was happening in the ancient Greek world. Jesus uses the same words that the son had to use to tell his father that he finished his mission. And when Jesus says or cries on the cross saying, it is finished, he was telling his father, he was reporting his father saying, it is finished, done, tetelestai. And this means as well that the father accepted the report, that father accepted the sacrifice, that father accepted the offering of Jesus Christ. And let move to another meaning, and this meaning takes us to the temple of the Jews. There we find the priests waiting for the people or the worshippers who go to the temple with their sacrifices, with a goat, with a sheep, with pigeon or dove. You know, dove or pigeon, what is the word do you use? But whatever the sacrifice, before he offered the sacrifice to the altar or to God, the priest first must check the sacrifice to see if it is accepted. Because every sacrifice, as according to the law of Moses, every sacrifice should be perfect, should be blemish, without fault. So the priest examined the animal before it is sacrificed. If this sacrifice, if this lamb was faultless, perfect, acceptable, the priest would say one word to the worshiper. And the word is Tetelestai. Tetelestai, accepted. And Jesus was the Lamb of God. And Jesus, when he was on the cross, he was like the lamb or sacrifice on the altar. The burning offering on the altar to satisfy the Father and to redeem us and to forgive our sins. And when Jesus say, Tetelestai, actually, he doesn't only say that he finished the mission, but he, in behalf of the Father, declares that sacrifice is accepted. The Apostle Peter wrote these words, that we are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from our futile way of life inherited from our forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. Tetelestai. So we should feel joy and satisfied as well, because Jesus as a lamb, as a sacrifice, was accepted by God for us. The third use of the word was by the artists. The artists. A researcher, specialist researcher, writes these words, saying, when the painter or the sculptor had put the last finishing touches to his landscape or the marble bust, he would stand back a few feet to admire his masterpiece, and seeing in it nothing that called for correction or improvement, would, you know, murmur fondly, saying, yes, Tetelestai, it's finished, it is done, it is beautiful, it is perfect, nothing missing, no need to add any other thing. The artists were saying this word, Tetelestai, it is finished. Actually, the prophets in the Old Testament, they draw a picture of the Messiah, right? They draw a picture of the Savior that would come to save us from our sins. When we read Psalms 20, 22, or Isaiah 53, or a lot of other prophecies in the Old Testament, they drew a complete, perfect picture. And on the cross, on Calvary, it is like the artist, get back few feet, looking at what is going on there on the Calvary, saying, perfect, it is finished. This is the Messiah. This is the Son of David. This is the Son of God. And this is the redemption. The death of Jesus Christ, with this word, he finished the picture. And we are his masterpiece that he was drawing. by his blood, by his death on the cross. Let us go to the market, the shopping centers, the merchants, to see the fourth use of the word. In the ancient Greek world, when a promissory note was paid, the one holding the note wrote tetelestai across it. A deed to property was not in effect until it was dated and signed, and when this was accomplished, the clerk wrote tetelestai across, like signature, tetelestai. Everything is perfect. Everything is finished. It is legal now. It is formal now. You can use it. When someone had a debt, and this is very important because maybe this is the most closed meaning of the word. As I mentioned in the beginning of the sermon, that tetelestai, the literal explanation or meaning of the Greek word is It is paid in full. It is paid in full. When someone had a debt and it was paid off, the creditor would write tetelestai on the certificate of debt, signifying that it was paid in full. Tetelestai. It is reported in several secondary sources that several years ago, archaeologists digging in my country, in Egypt, and this is very interesting, actually, they uncovered the office of an ancient scribe, or as we call it, CPA. And in this office, they found a stack of bills. Bills. You know, nobody like this word, bills, right? A stack of bills with the Greek word tetelestai, 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 tetelestai. Every bill, there were written this, actually inscribed tetelestai, to say paid in full, paid in full. When Christ gave himself on the cross, he fulfilled all the righteous demands of the law and our sin debt. Jesus was crying, saying, paid in full. You are free now. When he gave himself on the cross, he did that. The Old Testament sacrifices covered sin, but could never take sin away, just symbols, shadows of the real sacrifice that can not only cover the sin, but take the sins away. The final meaning, in the prison, from the prisoner's words, and this is very connected to the meaning that Jesus meant on the cross when he said tetelestai. When a citizen in the Greek world, in the ancient Greek world, was convicted of a crime, he was thrown into a prison, and a certificate of debt listing all his crimes was nailed to his cell door so that anyone passing by could know what he had been accused of and the penalty assessed. It doesn't happen nowadays, but in the ancient world, this is what was happening. When the prisoner had served his sentence and was released from the bondage, what was happening? The accusation or the charge was taken down from his cell's door, where he was present, and the judge who had put him in prison would sign this accusation and write across it the word tetelestai. Very interesting and very significant as well. The freed prisoner was then given this document, before he goes. And if questioned anywhere from anybody as to why he was out of jail, you are under arrest. You are criminal. You should be in the jail, present. Why you are free now? All this prison was to do is to show this certificate assigned from the judge with the word Tetelestai. He just could point to this to approve that he finished his sentence and he has the right now to be out of the prison. And he could rest in safety and security because the word, just one word, the word Tetelestai, or it is paid in full, guaranteed his deliverance and his liberty. The charges for those crimes could never again be brought against him. He can't be present or be put in jail for the same crimes again. And what Jesus did on the cross, and what did he mean by this cry, it is finished or Tetelestai, to say that we are free because he paid for us. He spent the sentence in behalf of us. And the sentence, it wasn't few years in the jail or few months, but it was the eternal punishment that the Father bore on Christ on the cross. What Jesus paid on the cross was the eternal punishment that we deserve because we are sinners, because we are rebellious. Satan now may accuse us of high treason against God, as in the book of Revelation chapter 12. But now and forever we have an advocate. We have the Paraclete or Paracletus, who is Jesus Christ. He with the Father. He is the righteous who cries, "I object." Every time Satan accuses against us, our advocate, our Paracletus, Jesus Christ, cry, "I object," to every accusation, to every charge of the adversary of Satan, to which the Father says, "Objection sustained." Objection, yes. When we sin, when we need to confess and repent in order to enjoy our fellowship with our Savior, with our God, but our eternal salvation is never in doubt or subject to double jeopardy. Because Christ has once and for all time cried, Tetelestai. We should enjoy our fellowship with God. We should enjoy our salvation. All the other religions say to the man or to the humankind, do this, do this, do this to be accepted. Do this to satisfy God. Do this and that. Don't. But in Christianity, in our Christian faith, it doesn't say do, but it says it is done. And there is a huge difference and gap between do and do and do, and it is done. Jesus done everything for us on the cross, on Calvary. So, enjoy the peace of God in Jesus Christ. Enjoy your salvation. And go to the sinners. Go to the everyone who is still away and rejecting God or rejecting the gospel. To tell him the same word Jesus said on the cross, we should go to the world and to tell them this exact word. Tetelestai. Stop trying. You can't reach God with your deeds because Jesus did everything on the cross for you. Tetelestai, it is done. You don't need to pay again. First, because you can't pay it actually. And secondly, because it is already paid and paid in full in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name for what you done and accomplished for us in your Son Jesus Christ on the cross. We are so grateful, Lord, for what you did and what you are still doing for us and what you are promising us to do in the future in Jesus Christ. Help us to enjoy our safety, enjoy our peace, enjoy our salvation and redemption that Jesus accomplished on the cross. And help us to go to everyone who doesn't know you, who doesn't know your love that incarnated in Jesus Christ, to tell them that it is tetelestai, it is finished, it is done, it is paid in full, and to encourage everyone to believe and accept the salvation of Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.